American Language Course, Tape 1407A.
Listen to this conversation about vending machines.
Can you change a dollar for me? I need a quarter. I want to get some candy from that machine.
Yes, I have some change. Here are four quarters.
Thanks a lot. I don't see the place to put the quarter.
There's the slot on the right. Decide on the candy you want, then put the quarter in. Pull the knob above the candy you want.
I put the quarter in, then I pull the knob above the chocolate, but the quarter keeps coming back.
The machine's probably out of chocolate. Try another kind of candy.
Okay, I'll try these mints. There, it worked that time. Have one.
No, thanks. I think I'll get a soft drink from this machine. That other machine has some cheese crackers. I'll get some of those, too.
I need some cigarettes, too. Is there a cigarette machine here?
Yes, it's there on your right. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Can you change a dollar for me? I need a quarter. I want to get some candy from that machine.
Yes, I have some change. Here are four quarters.
Thanks a lot. I don't see the place to put the quarter.
There's a slot on the right. Decide on the candy you want. Then put the quarter in. Pull the knob above the candy you want.
I put the quarter in. Then I pulled the knob above the chocolate. But the quarter keeps coming back.
The machine's probably out of chocolate. Try another kind of candy.
Okay, I'll try these mints. There, it worked that time. Have one.
No, thanks. I think I'll get a soft drink from this machine. That other machine has some cheese crackers. I'll get some of those, too.
I need some cigarettes, too. Is there a cigarette machine here?
Yes. It's there on your right.
Listen to these questions on the conversation. Answer them, and then repeat the correct responses. Example,
what does the first man want to buy?
He wants to buy some candy.
He wants to buy some candy.
He wants to buy some candy.
What change does he get for a dollar? He gets four quarters. Why does he need the change? He wants to buy the candy from the machine. Where does he put the money? He puts the money in the slot. Which knob does he pull? He pulls the knob above the candy he wanted. What does the quarter do? It keeps coming back. What does the second man buy to drink? He buys some soda water. What else does he want to buy? He wants to buy some cheese crackers. Where can the first man get some cigarettes? He can get some from the cigarette machine.
Practice these sentences using new words from the conversation. Repeat them.
Crackers.
We usually buy crackers in a store. Crackers are good to eat between meals. Cheese crackers have cheese in them. Knob. He turned the knob and opened the door. He pulled the knob above the candy. Turn the knob on your right. Mint. I like mint candy. This mint candy is covered with chocolate. Many people eat mints after a meal. Pull. Pull the knob to get the candy. He pulled the door open. We pulled the cord and stopped the train. Slot. The slot for the money is on your right. He put the key in the slot and opened the door. A slot is a small opening. Work. He knows how the machine works. This machine works well. I can work this machine.
Here are some pairs of sentences with if clauses. The first sentence shows an action that probably will happen. The second sentence shows an action that probably will not happen. Notice the verb forms in the two sentences. Repeat the sentences.
She will come if she has time.
She would come if she had time.
We'll speak better if we have more practice.
We would speak better if we had more practice.
I'll go to a movie if I'm free tomorrow.
I would go to a movie if I were free tomorrow.
John can speak like me if he tries.
John could speak like me if he tried.
I have enough money if I'm careful with it.
I would have enough money if I were careful with it.
He answers at once if I write him.
He would answer at once if I wrote him.
I will feel better if I take care of myself.
I would feel better if I took care of myself.
Where will you go if you take a trip?
Where would you go if you took a trip?
They can learn English if they want to.
They could learn English if they wanted to.
I understand if I listen carefully.
I would understand if I listened carefully.
Will he understand if I don't go?
Would he understand if I didn't go?
Will you still go if it rains?
Would you still go if it rained?
We will take a walk if the weather is cooler.
We would take a walk if the weather were cooler.
He will help us if he can.
He would help us if he could.
I'll hurry if you'll wait for me.
I would hurry if you waited for me. Now we have some sentences showing a contrary-to-fact situation in past time. Notice the verb phrases in these sentences. Repeat what you hear.
He would have passed the exam if he had worked harder. They would have called if they had known your address. We would have taken a trip if the weather had been good. She could have visited us, too, if she had stayed longer. She would have come if she had known about it. I would have helped him if he had asked me. They would have driven to town if they had had a car. He would have met you if you had come. What would you have done if you had had a choice? I wouldn't have gone if I had been sick. I would have gone if you had called me sooner. He would have written you if he had received your letter.
Here are some affirmative statements. Change these statements to negative statements. Then repeat the correct responses when given. Example:
I finished my homework on time.
I didn't finish my homework on time.
I didn't finish my homework on time.
I didn't finish my homework on time.
I drove him to the airport in my car.
I didn't drive him to the airport in my car.
He got on the wrong train.
He didn't get on the wrong train.
John ate lunch on the plane.
John didn't eat lunch on the plane.
I'll have to send it by mail.
I won't have to send it by mail.
Ronald would like to live in New York.
Ronald wouldn't like to live in New York.
He likes New York very much.
He doesn't like New York very much.
I have written him many letters.
I haven't written him many letters.
He can stay longer next time.
He can't stay longer next time.
I was there to help him.
I wasn't there to help him. This is the end of tape 1407A.